This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Taylor Swift used to be just a considerable blip on the American media landscape, country music star and tweener heroine. Not anymore. Taylor Swift is absolutely everywhere today. The video for that song, Blank Space, was accidentally leaked, then posted again. Her latest all-pop music album, 1989, is having absolutely massive sales. Saturday Night Live did a bit about how vertigo is striking adults whose brain cannot handle the fact that they like Taylor Swift music. And she's on the cover of Time magazine. Here to talk about what the Taylor Swift juggernaut says about media and music is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Don't you just love that song? It's so cute.
It is a good song. I am interested in how Yahoo accidentally leaked that video.
Sunday night, this video shows up on Yahoo. Taylor Swift fans are beside themselves. And then by Monday morning, it was gone, missing. Yahoo had some sort of exclusive arrangement, but they jumped the gun, released it too early. Taylor Swift then took back her permission for them to release it. She released it in the more traditional way through Vivo on YouTube, and Yahoo lost out.
Sounds like a possible media stunt to me. I mean, this is a video that comes with its own app.
You know, Craig, I don't think it was a stunt. Yahoo genuinely screwed this one up. But that app, that's something that we should be paying attention to. So that's totally free. You can download it. It takes you inside the video set. You can explore around in there and unlock all these cute little Taylor Swift bonuses. I expect we'll see more apps with music videos in the future.
In the midst of this wave of attention, Taylor Swift gets in a fight with Spotify, one of the online music streaming businesses.
Taylor Swift, a couple days ago, pulled all of her music off Spotify. And her manager said, basically, we just don't make enough money off of Spotify. Spotify, in turn, said, are you crazy? We've paid Taylor Swift $2 million. The reality is, Taylor Swift was making money from Spotify. She didn't think it was enough money, so she pulled her music off of there. This sort of hints at this tension in the music industry, because now that you can stream everything, not everybody buys songs anymore. And so artists are facing the same type of economy that every other business that's been disrupted by the internet is facing, which is declining dollars and returning pennies instead.
What does this phenomenon and the changing music scene mean to a consumer?
We are going to be getting our music in lots of different ways. You know, YouTube just announced a new beta product called Music Key that you'll be able to subscribe to, $7.99 a month, no commercials. You get all of Google Play's music available to you. This is a continuing dance between artists like Taylor Swift and consumers like you and me, who want to spend less money and have more access to music.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project. Are you out now as a Taylor Swift fan or still in the closet?
Don't tell my kids because they think I'm silly, but yeah, I totally love it.